This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We keep it rolling like that. We enter the final segment of today's Monday edition. We want to look at this Africa Center that we bring you on a story that caught our attention. Over 200 diplomats to be expelled over duty-free booze scandal. My guests are the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps and DRC Ambassador to South Africa, Ambassador Benempoko, and Principal Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Relations, Government of Lesotho, Tanki Mutai. Let me start off with the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps. Ambassador Mpoko, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Thank you very much. I mean, this is quite scandalous in the diplomatic community. It talks to the abuse of diplomatic privileges. As the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, how serious are these transgressions that have been committed by these over 200 diplomats who stand to be expelled?
Well, I don't know where you get the figure 200 from. I've been in touch with DIRCO, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. They have not given me a particular figure.
Yes, they've given out a figure of over 200 diplomats over 10 countries, but it has not all been implemented as yet.
Yeah, that kind of information, in my view, should not be leaked to the media until we, the diplomatic corps, are fully informed. Anyway, the issue is this. I directly relate to and represent the entire diplomatic corps here in South Africa. So I know all of them. And I can tell you one thing. The countries that send them here, they send their very best in terms of ambassadors and even diplomats. They are screened. They have proven they're professional. That's why they send them here. The same way South Africa sends its diplomats overseas. They are screened. They are selected, and they are credible people. But we are human beings. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we commit the things that we're not supposed to. In general, the diplomatic corps is protected under the Geneva Convention of 1961.
Yes.
They have immunities and privileges, and that's a reciprocal. All 183 countries that are members of the United Nations, they are under those guidelines. They work under those guidelines. It's an international thing. It's not just diplomats coming to South Africa, but all diplomats are protected against that under the Vienna Convention. Now, if it's found that, and we diplomats, when we come to a country, we have to respect the laws and the rules of the country. We cannot violate the laws. If you say the speed limit in a highway in South Africa is 120, you cannot drive 160, okay? We had to respect the laws of the host country. That's one. Two, if a diplomat is found not respecting either violating the Vienna Convention or violating the local law, the laws of the country, he has to be dealt with. And the only department can know that is the Department of International Relations and the Cooperation. Mm. Usually it's done in a very discreet diplomatic way. So it's not a public debate. If you break the law, of course you have to face the music. But it should not be a matter of public debate. And now that it's out there, I don't know who leaked this information to you, because I as a dean, I didn't know that were 10 countries, 200 diplomats. I have not heard that.
Well, let's deal with the ones that you are aware of and probably not be fixated on those figures per se. How important is it for people to be declared persona non grata, and what are the future implications in terms of their participation in the diplomatic circles going forward?
Okay, because a diplomat cannot go to jail by the host country. He cannot go to jail. He cannot be brought to justice unless he commit a crime and you take his diplomatic immunities away. As long as he has a diplomatic immunity, the only thing the host country can do is expel him.
Yes.
Once he's expelled, it's up to his country to decide what to do with that individual. The same thing, if South African diplomat is expelled back to South Africa, it's up to the government of South Africa to deal with that diplomat. That's how it works.
Now, as the dean of the diplomatic corps, what steps are taken to try and, you know, ensure that diplomats continue to uphold themselves to the highest standards?
As I said, I've been in this country for 25 years. I was here, I came with the United Nations, and in 2001, I became ambassador. This is the first time that I know of that the diplomat had been expelled from South Africa. South Africa is not in the business of expelling diplomats because, as I said, for the most part, diplomats behave themselves very well. They are the ones who bring investment to the country. They are the ones who do facilitate trade between South Africa and the rest of the world. They invest heavily here because they buy properties for embassies, they build, they buy houses, their children go to school here. So for the most part, diplomats are very good citizens when they are here. And I can speak because this is the first time ever that diplomats are being expelled from South Africa, because South Africa is very proud of having one of the largest diplomatic representations in the world. It's the second after Washington, D.C., because everybody after everybody wanted to be in the country of Madiba, and that's the attraction. It's an exciting country. Everybody wanted to be here, so a lot of countries have opened embassies, have sent diplomats. But as I said, in general, they send their very best. You know, they send their very best. But human beings are human beings. They can make mistakes. And if they do, as I said, they have to face the music.
I mean, Ambassador Mpoko, is it common for diplomats to be found abusing their privileges and immunity status at all in the diplomatic circles for one reason or the other? Are you aware of any cases where there have been transgressions to, diplomatic privileges?
It happens because diplomats are human beings. They can also make mistakes, okay? As I said, in South Africa, this is the first time we're dealing with this issue, first time we're facing it. But we look around the planet, diplomats get expelled for one reason or the other. You have heard of diplomats spying in another country. They found them spying, and then the host country will expel them. You have seen that, especially among the most developed countries, those incidents happened frequently.
Yes.
But we on the continent of Africa, we don't do that. But when it happens, you have to deal with it. If it happens, you have to deal with those particular individuals, because we are human beings. As I said, we are bound to make mistakes, just like you're driving in a highway. You don't know if the police can stop people because they are driving over the limit. But you deal with that individual. You don't say that all South Africans are bad because they are speeding. No, it's a particular individual who has committed an offense. You deal with the individual accordingly.
It seems, Ambassador, this is more than just mistakes. One deputy ambassador who has not been named allegedly made 36 million rands in 3 months from the sale of alcohol during the months of hard lockdown here in South Africa. I mean, these are staggering figures. Are you going to probably insist on a much wider and transparent investigation within the diplomatic community?
No. I as a dean, I don't have the response to investigate my colleagues. In terms of what they're doing. We know that we all had to abide by the rules of the country, and we all had to abide by the provision of the Vienna Convention. We all know that before a country sends a diplomat there, he's screened, he's trained, he knows that. So me as a diplomat, I don't have to remind everybody that while you're here, you must respect the law. Because before the South African government accredits you here, accept you here, they run you through those things. So everybody knows. But as I said, my friend, human beings are human beings.
But
abuses every day, everywhere in the country, everywhere in the world.
But Ambassador, so, what responsibilities do you have to your colleagues then as a dean of the diplomatic corps?
No, when we meet, we tell them that We repeat that in our meetings, that we have to respect the South African law. Sometimes they are confused about a particular law. And I usually interpret things to them. And if I fell short, I ask a legal. Sometimes we ask a legal advice. I say, okay, in that issue, I'm not so sure, but let's ask an advice from legal practitioners so that we make sure we comply with the regulation. We repeat that all the time among ourselves. And me as my responsibility as the dean is to remind everybody that we must respect local laws, although we are protected by the Vienna Convention, but when we're in the country, we have to respect the laws of the country. If the laws, and not all countries have the same laws, so some laws are difficult to interpret.
Yeah.
But the laws with respect to the purchase of alcohol and the cigarettes, those are very clear.
Okay.
They're very clear. Everybody knows that.
Let me bring in my other guest. The line is 0861-987-000 if you want to dial in on this conversation. I do want to go to the Principal Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Relations, Government of Lesotho. Tanki Mutai, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing this morning?
I am good.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Relations issued a statement last week, quite disappointed at the actions of those who had been declared persona non grata in South Africa. The two questions I have, one is, have all the people who have been expelled arrived in Lesotho? And secondly, have the disciplinary proceedings against them started?
Yes, The diplomats who have been expelled in South Africa are back home in Lesotho. And we are yet to now follow the local processes so that at least we get to understand and get to the bottom of the matter. But all of them are back home now.
I mean, what does getting to the bottom of the matter look like? What are the possible sanctions that might be visited upon them following the disciplinary action?
I may not really get into serious details because we will still, as a country and government, try and establish exactly why this issue of violating the laws of South Africa happened. And as a result, each and every one of them has to be responsible and have to answer to their own issues. Ambassador Mpoko has been saying to you right now, as diplomats, there are certain conventions that are guiding and guiding your behavior in a host country. And unfortunately, in this case which we are now discussing, our ambassadors, our diplomats, among others, have been part of a very disgraceful conduct of being found to have been involved in illicit sales of alcohol and cigarettes. That is out of line.
In fact, the statement you issued said that the government of the Kingdom of Lesotho distances itself and condemns the actions of the said diplomats in the strongest terms. Did you make this statement while still in doubt whether or not they committed transgressions, or you believe in the bona fides of the South African government?
We're not in doubt. We knew exactly what is it that we are saying. What I'm saying about the investigations I'm referring to is the issue that we're referring to was South African terms, which also the diplomats committed in violation of the Geneva Convention.
Yes.
That is done. South Africa, as a government, as a host country, had to take some of these drastic actions, rightly so. And I think I support that action. But now coming back home, they also had some guiding principles. In the case of Lesotho, we have got the Foreign Service Regulations.
Yes.
That guide the very same diplomat when he is deployed. And we have got the Public Service Regulations because they are employed by government of Lesotho. Now we look into what has happened and what violation did they make in with regards to those. So those are the things that you are looking into. But I can assure you now that this is a very serious matter, that the Lesotho government is not really taking it very lightly. And that, as we said, we distance ourselves and we continue to distance ourselves from this. And we condemn that in the strongest terms because As Mr. Mpoko said, I'll refer to him because at least I even know him. We have been working together for quite some time. He was very clear to say, even if you have got certain immunities and privileges which are provided for in Vienna Convention, you cannot disregard and disrespect the laws of your host country. That is the bottom line. And even as people are posted or are deployed, that is how we take them. That is the route we are taking them through, and then they should follow that. And now, if they do something contrary to that, clearly that becomes what it is now. And that's why we are not even apologetic, and we are not finding ourselves ashamed from our statement. We are only ashamed of the shameful acts that have taken place in South Africa.
Does this have potential to strain diplomatic relations between the Kingdom of Lesotho and South Africa by any chance?
No, every kind of this situation has the potential to strain the relation. We are talking here about the diplomats who were deployed in South Africa as the foreign mission of our foreign mission in South Africa. Anything that violates the conditions that somebody should be respecting, that guide and govern their work in a foreign country, definitely affects the relationship. And for South Africa to have taken that action, that means something has gone wrong, and it has been going wrong for some time. I think you will remember or will recall, my brother, that a few months ago, there was some of the clips that were going around here on the same matter. That means the investigation was conducted and a lot of information was found until such time, and now the government took an informed decision to say, no, enough is enough, this is what it is. So it has a potential. As a country or as a sitting party, we have an obligation to sit with the African government to try and normalize our relationship, because that is not what our relationship is all about. Our relationship is about mutual respect as a country.
Absolutely.
And we need to respect that. And also, you will definitely agree with me that Lesotho and South Africa have got very unique relationships.
Very unique, and a lot of confluences in that relationship, and a lot of other areas of cooperation. So I suppose that your ministry will be reaching out to your counterpart here in South Africa, Dr. Naledi Pandor.
We have already started that, but my minister definitely is planning now to one-on-one meet counterpart in South Africa, but a lot of formal communication now to the government of South Africa from the government of Lesotho has been done, and which shows our regret of the whole thing. As a neighbor and as a partner.
Okay, thank you so much. Please hold on. I've got Adil on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Mr. Ambassador, if you're still on the line.
Yes.
Sir, I don't want to debate the issue. I'd rather want to debate the principle here. You said that you, as the Foreign Service people, should respect the laws of the country. Mm-hmm. The reality is, you also mentioned that you cannot drive 160 kilometers in the 120 zone, as an example. I would suggest you get into your car and you drive from Pretoria to Johannesburg International Airport or Owa Tambo International Airport and see how these maniacs drive with their diplomatic vehicles. That 160 that you're talking about is child's play. I would suggest you do that and just have a look. And then maybe as the dean, you have a chat with them about this. Because there's nothing we can do when you see a diplomatic vehicle ranging up behind you and closing onto your backside, except to get out of the way as quickly as possible. Because after all, that guy's got diplomatic immunity. I don't have that. I get involved in an accident, I'm accountable and responsible for my vehicle and for the people who's in my vehicle. Please, sir, with due respect, please do that.
Okay, Adil, thank you very much for that point. Godfrey, good morning.
Good morning, Lukwana, and good morning to your guests.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
Morning, sir.
Yes. I think the dean is setting quite a bit of a wrong precedence, because he seems to be on a defense mode. I might be wrong, but hearing his utterances, he is on a defense mode. And if the actions of those diplomats are actually completely out of order. And these are people that we're expecting that they are representing their country, and their fellow countrymen in foreign country like South Africa. They are the ones who should be assisting them to make sure that they adhere to the rules of the country and understand what is expected of them as visitors. And the other issue that I fail to understand is these diplomats only being sent back after they violated the Disaster Management Act during a pandemic a time where in terms of the people in the country, whenever you do any transgression against the act or what has been declared, okay, you are eligible for fine or something. Why shouldn't those people be arrested under
Godfrey, thank you for making that point. Ambassador Mpoku, just a response. Seems like people are looking for, how do they gain confidence again in the diplomatic community?
Yeah, as I said, I'm explaining things as they are. I'm not defending anything. I said anybody who breaks the law of the host country must face the music. I said that. So I'm not defending anything here. All I'm saying is that there are about more than 135 countries represented in South Africa.
Yes.
The majority of whom, of the diplomats in this country, they obey the law. Otherwise, you'll be having those cases every day. It happened from time to time because we are human beings. I think you will agree about that. And if somebody breaks the law, he must face the music. It's the South African government who decide the punishment, not the dean of the diplomatic corps. It's the host country. They decided. In this particular case, the punishment, they decided they expel them. Okay? That's the decision of the South African government, which we all support. You heard the representative from Lesotho supports that.
Yes.
We all support that. Okay? So anybody who breaks the law must deal with the consequences of that.
Okay.
There's no defensive here. There's no defense. There's nothing. But all I can say that human beings around the world will make mistakes.
Okay.
Will break the law. And if you break the law, you face the music.
Ambassador Mpoko and Tanki Mutaye, thank you so much for your time this morning on Power Talk.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.